Audio test, 1, 2, 3. Audio test, 1, 2, 3. I'm going to play the commercial.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies infielder Nick Guile. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, appreciate it. Happy to be here.
First question I have for you. Tell the fans where you're from.
Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN Radio Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Los Angeles Dodgers. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 35-23. They sit second place in the California League North Division standings. Fresno, winners of 5 in a row, have taken the first 2 games of the series over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, who come in with a record of 26-31. They are second place in the California League South Division, and both teams are fighting for a chance of winning the first half in the California League, as the winners of the first halves will be given an automatic bid to the postseason. The Grizzlies 2.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts, who will take on the Visalia Rawhide just down the street at Highway 99. And then, of course, Rancho Cucamonga, they are 3 games back of the Lake Elsinore Storm, who will battle the Stockton Ports this evening at Lake Elsinore Diamond. So both teams, they're looking to pick up a big win and, of course, looking for some help from some other teams and some other matchups in the California League. But the Grizzlies, as we've mentioned, have won 5 in a row in the first 2 games of the series. And last night, the Grizzlies, a convincing 8-2 win Wednesday night from Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies now have won 4 home games in a row. They are 16-4 all time against these Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Grizzlies, with 7 games remaining in the first half, again, just 2.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts. The Grizzlies' offense last night logged 8 runs on 7 hits, 10 walks, and 2 hit-by-pitches. Every starter reached base at least once, 5 batters getting on safely 2 or more times. The Grizzlies, they brought 8 batters to the plate in the first. They took an early 3-0 lead, knocked out the starter for the Quakes with 2 outs in the first inning after 30 pitches. They added another 4 runs in the 8th inning, which included a 2-run homer from former Fresno State Bulldog E.J. Andrews Jr., his 3rd homer of the season. The Grizzlies also had an outstanding pitching performance from Brian Perez, who tied his career high with 7 innings of work. He allowed a bunt single to start the game. He also allowed a solo home run, but that was it for the 20-year-old in Brian Perez. So the Grizzlies, they are now looking for their 6th straight win, which would be tied for their longest win streak this season, as they give the ball to left-hander Austin Emener, an 0-3 record, a 3.94 ERA for the Southpaw. He will battle Rancho Cucamonga right-hander Patrick Copen, a 3-2 record, a 3.43 ERA, as Copen looking to end the Quakes' losing streak as the Grizzlies and the Quakes get ready for battle. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies infielder Nick Guile, who just joined Fresno on their recent road trip, and now he's back at Chuck Chancey Park playing his first games here in downtown Fresno. Now, Nick Guile, he actually has some connections to the Fresno Grizzlies. That's right. Hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, he was the first hitting coach in Guile's college career, and then Guile actually was coached by former Fresno Grizzlies catcher and former San Francisco Giants catcher Steve Holm. And so he had a couple Grizzlies connections prior to joining the Fresno Grizzlies. He joins us on the pregame show, and we talk shop about all of the connections he has to Fresno. Our pregame guest is infielder Nick Guile, and when we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies infielder Nick Guile. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, appreciate it. Happy to be here.
First question I have for you. Tell the fans where you're from and where your love for baseball started.
Sure. So I'm from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, about 20 minutes outside Milwaukee. I kind of just grew up playing baseball. I mean, I have pictures of myself, you know, swinging a foam bat when I was about 3 years old. Played baseball and basketball pretty much all the way through high school. I kind of was just, it was thrown on to me, and I loved it ever since.
Can you tell me where maybe your favorite player was, your favorite team was growing up? I'm assuming being in that area, a Brewers fan?
Yep. I was a Brewers fan. Ryan Braun fan growing up. You can see it in my swing a little bit here and there. I can do a mean impression of Ryan Braun for sure.
That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, Brewers fan. Yeah, true Wisconsin, Brewers, Bucks, Packers. So
I love that. Yeah. So then I'm guessing you've been to Lambeau as well, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, I love it. Well, Giannis, I mean, he has some connections here to the Central Valley in Fresno, which is actually pretty cool as well, too. But talk about your journey in, you know, getting to pro baseball. First, let's talk about your time in college where you went to Madison College now. I don't think people may realize the connections that our hitting coach Trevor Burmeister has some connections over there as well. But talk about that first start for you.
Sure, yeah. I was under-recruited out of high school, mainly D3s and D2s. I felt that I was better than that, so I kind of took a chance on myself and went the junior college route. Madison College, Wisconsin, a very reputable junior college, very successful. Two of my favorite years playing baseball were there, Coach Burmeister was my hitting coach there, and our relationship kind of started there, and we've been hitting together and working together ever since. So probably going on about 6 years now.
Wow,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool to be reconnected in that way, and have somebody around that knows my swing and the history of it as well.
You know, it's huge to have that. Was Burm the same way now as he was back then?
yeah, for the most part. He's evolved. He and I have evolved a lot in terms of hitting and hitting philosophy and stuff. Just by being curious, but also going through, some years of failure for me as well. And just trying to figure things out and put the puzzle together.
Absolutely. And now, of course, then one of your next steps was to Illinois State, where another connection to another Grizzly. You had catcher Steve Holm as your manager over there, and talk about your connection there.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Illinois State my 2 years there. Steve Holm, really had a good time playing for him and, kind of taking a similar route that he did now in terms of, getting to pro ball as an infielder and being introduced to the catching stuff. So, he was a shortstop and converted catcher, and that's how he made the big leagues. So my 2 years at Illinois State, I had a tough junior year, and, they always remained faithful in me and my abilities. And thankfully, I had a good, fifth year with the COVID stuff. I had a good senior year. And was able to get a free agent opportunity here.
And I'm so glad that you are here, part of the system as well, too. And now just joined Fresno. First time really at Chancy Park as well. So talk about your first couple weeks here with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, it's been fun. Being in the ACL for, last year and then the first couple months this year. It can be tough. You're playing a lot of games, in front of basically just your teammates. No fans in the stands. It feels good to be up here playing a team game again. I think that's where I thrive. Unintentionally can kind of turn into a little bit of selfish baseball down there. Everyone's working on things and trying to get out of there. I'm excited to be here and just you know, contribute to the team in any way I can.
I want to talk about a couple games so far that you've had in your first couple weeks with the team. First, let's talk about the go-ahead RBI single for your first Grizzlies RBI. Talk about that extra inning single to left field.
Yeah, that was my second at-bat coming off a pinch hit later in the game. You know, against a guy who had pretty good stuff. You know, he got me to chase on a breaking ball down the pitch prior to the one I hit. You know, came back with that breaking ball, and it was probably a ball, but saw it well and was just committed to getting the job done and putting something in play there. And luckily, we were able to go ahead and then win that game.
And then, of course, on Sunday against Modesto, a career-high 3 RBI game, you looked really good at the number 2 spot. Talk about that as well.
Yeah, I, been working on a few things, some adjustments, and it happened to come together and click, just a couple of games into it. But, I've been having good at-bats and, you know, some balls that haven't been falling. So, you know, that's baseball. You kind of just got to stick with it and hope, those start finding the holes.
I know Berm's excited to have you back, and I know, of course, with your connections as well. But what can Grizzlies and Rockies fans expect from you in the future?
Just continued growth and a longing to get better and continue to be that team guy and, you know, help just, whether it's Fresno or whoever, just keep stacking up wins and stacking up days.
Well, we can't wait to see what the future holds. Thanks for taking time this interview.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. And Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno as your Fresno Grizzlies get ready to battle the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. A big thank you to Grizzlies infielder Nick Guile for joining us on the pregame show as we get set for Thursday Night Baseball Game 3 of 6 between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Los Angeles Dodgers. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. And first, we'll start with the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, who come in with a record of 26-31. They sit 3 games back of the Lake Elsinore Storm in the California League South Division. Under manager John Shoemaker, who's back for another year with the Quakes, here's his starting lineup. Leadoff and playing third base, number 16, Logan Wagner. Batting second, the second baseman, number 23, Jarrell Perez. Batting third at first base, number 57, Sean McLean. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 51, Carlos Rojas. Batting fifth at shortstop, number 9, Jordan Thompson. Batting sixth in center field, number 36, Samuel Munoz. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 5, Juan Alonso. Batting eighth, the DH, number 33, Oswaldo Osorio. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 13, Wilman Diaz. And on the bump this evening for Rancho Cucamonga is the right-hander, number 25, Patrick Copen, a 3-2 record, a 3.43 ERA. So once again, for the Quakes, their starting lineup will be Wagner, Perez, McLean, Rojas, Thompson, Munoz, Alonso, Osorio, Diaz, and Copen on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies, winners of 5 in a row, now at 35-23. They sit 2.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts in the California League North Division. Under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing center field, number 31, G.J. Hill. Batting second, the second baseman, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting third at shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth at third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting sixth at first base, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews, Jr. And on the bump tonight for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 21, Austin Emener, an 0-3 record, a 3.94 ERA. So once again, the Grizzlies starting lineup presented by Toyota will be Hill, Guile, Perez, Wimmer, Tana, Hinchman, Cruz, McCabe, Andrews Jr., and Emener on the bump. As we get set for first pitch, those are your starting lineups this evening. Glad again you could join us on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. With that being said, we'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back right after this, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back shortly.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
And remove your hat and join us in honoring America with the playing of our national anthem.
Tonight's national anthem to get us set for Thursday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Your Fresno Grizzlies, they are battling for a playoff spot, just sitting 2.5 games back with 7 remaining in the first half. They trail the Modesto Nuts, who will play the Visalia Rawhide this evening in Visalia. The two teams are underway as Modesto has an early lead in that game. We will give you an update throughout the night as the Grizzlies, though, they control their own destiny. Keep winning is the mantra right now as Fresno looking for their 6th straight win and their 3rd straight in this series as tonight they give the ball to left-hander Austin Emener. An 0-3 record, a 3.94 ERA. Emener making his 10th start of the year and still looking for that first professional win. As the Southpaw finishing up his warm-up pitches with Ben McCabe, the Grizzlies will face a very tough Rancho Cucamonga Quakes lineup that this evening they have changed up a little bit as the first 3 batters in this lineup have the 3 best averages in this series against your Grizzlies. As Logan Wagner will lead things off for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Wagner, the switch-hitting third baseman tonight, he's been at first over the first 2 games of this series, will step to the box as we are ready for baseball. Austin Emener in the hybrid windup will wind and deal. And it is a ball inside, and we are underway at 6:56 p.m. Here comes the 1-0 from Austin Emener. And it's a fly ball left field. That ball's hit well, ranging back and now off the wall, and Cruz chasing after it. We'll watch as Wagner coasts into second base with a leadoff double. Wagner's had an outstanding series, and he continues it with a leadoff double as Rancho Cucamonga looking to score first with second baseman Jarrell Perez coming to the plate. So runner at second with no outs as Austin Emener allows a leadoff double. And now to Perez, who comes in with 8 home runs, 28 RBI, a .286 batting average, and .886 OPS. Perez had a home run and double in last night's contest. As Emener looks back the runner, the pitch is outside, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Austin Emener, 94 degrees he has to pitch in tonight. Clear skies, 8-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As here comes the 1-0, and it's low for a ball, 2 balls and no strikes. Wagner's 6th double of the year as he's in scoring position for the Quakes, who lost yesterday's game 8-2. So Emener comes set around the belt. And here comes his 2-0 offering. Looks back the runner, Wagner, and the pitch. And it is a called strike. Count it 2-1. Home plate umpire this evening is Gabe Vargas. Over on the bases, Tyler Vandewater. Vandewater, a fill-in for the main partner of Vargas in Jonathan Rector. As here's a ground ball to short. Perez will go to third. Wimmer the tag, and he's out. The runner in Wagner took off for third on the ground ball to Perez. Perez turning his body, a perfect throw to third. Wimmer applies the tag for the out. So Perez will reach on the fielder's choice that goes 6-5. And Wagner, the lead runner, is out. So one away, runner at first for Sean McLean, the first baseman for the Quakes. As that's a ground ball foul, count it 0-1. But as we said, Gabe Vargas, his main partner, Jonathan Rector, he is actually up in High A this week filling in. And so Tyler Vandewater back helping out Gabe Vargas this week. Fresno, they're wearing their black and gold unis for the second straight night. As Emener looks back the runner and Perez at first, he'll check now. The tag is applied and it was close as Hinchman was looking for the out and Vandewater does not call him out. So runner still remains at first with one away. Counted no balls in 1 strike to Sean McLean. Here comes the 0-1, and it's fouled off. Counted 1-1. So Fresno black and gold unis. They have the gold numbers on the back, the gold F/logo on the front with those numbers on the front as well. Black cap, black bill, the gold bear logo. As here comes the pitch, and it is outside. Rancho Cucamonga, they're changing things up. They wore the blue unis the past couple of games. Now wearing the gray unis tonight. Blue numbers on the back. Quakes written across the front of those gray unis. They also have the red numbers on the front of those jerseys. As here's a ground ball. Wimmer, 5-4. Guile to first, 3. It's not in time as McLean will reach. That was a slow roller, and the Grizzlies could not turn it in time. So another fielder's choice. This time it goes 5-4. So two outs now, runner at first for Carlos Rojas, the Quakes catcher. The Quakes also have the black cap, the blue bill, and the Q for Quakes logo on their cap. It says Rojas, the cleanup hitter for Rancho Cucamonga. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball lifted to right field. Andrews Jr., who was busy yesterday, makes the catch, and that will end the inning. Well, a leadoff double does nothing for the Quakes. We head to the bottom of the first. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Quakes and the Grizzlies, as Fresno coming up with center fielder G.J. Hill. The Grizzlies' leadoff batter over the past couple of weeks, Caleb Hobson gets the night off, so now Hill in the leadoff spot as he swings and misses, count at 0-1. So Hobson the night off, and now G.J. Hill, who leads the team with 6 home runs, as here comes the 0-1, swung on and missed quickly 0-2 from right-hander Patrick Copen, a 3-2 record, a 3.43 ERA. Takes on G.J. Hill as the 0-2 is a foul ball. We'll do it again with the same count. Hill, as we said, leads the team with 6 homers. He had an on-base streak of 16 games just a couple weeks ago come to an end. As here comes the 0-2 again from the righty in Copen, and a ground ball foul. Count still remains at no balls and 2 strikes. G.J. Hill, 19 RBI, a .248 batting average. Was the Grizzlies' leadoff hitter for a couple weeks as well when he had that on-base streak. As the 0-2 is high, count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. But then he had some power surges come his way, and he was put into the cleanup spot for Fresno. As Hill will swing and miss, and that is the first out as Hill down on strikes. And a nice start for Copen's evening. As here comes second baseman and our pregame guest in Nick Guile. Nick Guile at second base this evening for Fresno. He had a big game yesterday, career high 2 runs and 2 walks. As here comes the pitch, and that is outside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guile still in search of his first home run for RBI, but as we just said, just joined Fresno a few weeks ago. As the pitch is fouled off, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. From right-hander in Patrick Copen, C-O-P-E-N, Copen. Count of 1 ball, 1 strike. The right-hander looks in. Here comes the pitch, and that is a line drive and a 1 bouncer to the second baseman now, as that is made by Perez for the second out. That ball was hit right on the nose as Perez, though, makes a nice play. That was 82 miles per hour off the bat. So now 2 away as here comes shortstop Andy Perez as Guile grounds out. And now to Perez, who has 4 home runs as he catches a pitch outside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. 34 RBI on the year for Perez. He's had an outstanding season for Fresno. Here comes the 1-0 to Perez, and it is inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Perez, a 2-hit game yesterday, which included an RBI. Perez looking to get on base here with 2 outs in the bottom of the first. Copen winds and deals, and Perez fouls off the pitch. Count now 2 balls and a strike. Andy Perez started his year on an 18-game hit streak. That's one of the reasons why his average is so high. Of course, he has continued to hit the ball well, though. As here's the 2-1, it's fouled off. Count it 2-2. Perez, he currently is in the midst of a mini hit streak at 3 games, batting .545 in that span with a double and 3 RBI. As here comes the 2-2, Copen winds and deals, and it is inside, and the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Besides those 3 RBI, he also has 2 runs, 3 walks, a hit by pitch, and 2 stolen bases. A little bit of everything. As the pitch to Perez is fouled off again, count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies, they had 2 runs in the first inning yesterday, scoring first for the 10th time in their last 11 games. Looking to take an early lead against the Quakes. As here comes the pitch, and that is called strike 3, and Copen, a nice 1-2-3 inning. We head to the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next-generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. top of the second inning. No score between the Quakes and the Grizzlies as the first pitch from Austin Emener to Jordan Thompson is outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Austin Emener gets ready once again. Here comes his 1-0. And a line drive to deep left field. A long run again. And it's going to go off the wall again. This looks like another double for the Quakes to lead off the inning. As Thompson has the second hit for Rancho Cucamonga. A double out to left center. So just like that, the Quakes in business again. As here comes center fielder in Samuel Munoz. We're in the top of the second. That's Thompson's 12th double of the season. As the Grizzlies, once again, will have to get out of this mini jam. As Emener will come set. Here comes his first pitch as he looks back. The runner in Thompson outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Here comes the pitch and a ground ball to first. Hinchman is up with it. He will tag the bag himself. Up to third goes Thompson. So three unassisted. So now runner at third with one out for right fielder Juan Alonso. So productive out for the Quakes. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, and a count at 0-1. Make sure you join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As here comes the pitch to Alonso from Emener. And it's in the dirt, count of one ball and one strike. For Austin Emener, an 0-3 record, a 3.94 ERA. First start against the Quakes this year. Emener, this is his 10th start overall. His 5th home start. As here comes the 1-1 to Alonso. And it's low, two balls and a strike. Austin Emener is 6'4". 210 pounds, 22 years old, born in Macon, Georgia, drafted by the Rockies in the 16th round in 2023. Here's the 2-1, swung on and missed. Good fastball at 92. Counted two balls and two strikes. Emener went to East Tennessee State. He was there for one season. Prior to that, was at North Alabama for 2 years. As here comes the 2-2 offering to Alonso. Emener comes set. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball. That's to deep center field. Racing back, it's at the wall, and it is gone. A two-run homer for Juan Alonso, his second of the year. RBI 28 and 29, and the Quakes strike first. A two-run shot, the third extra base hit for Rancho Cucamonga in this game. As Alonso leaves the yard, and just like that, it is 2-0. So Thompson scores from third. Second hit, two runs this inning. As here comes the DH and Oswaldo Osorio with one out here in the top of the second inning. As there's the gold chain in the Quakes dugout, their home run celebration. As there's a called strike, count at 0-1. Austin Emener, he's allowed a plethora of home runs this year. For Emener, that is his 7th home run allowed. As a count of one ball and one strike. As the Quakes strike first, here comes the 1-1 from Emener. And a breaking ball, and that is fouled off. Count at 1-2. But Austin Emener, as we said, searching for his first professional win, and in his last outing on June 6th against Modesto, had a career-high 7 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. Unfortunately, the Grizzlies, they lost 3-2 in that game. As here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off on a pitch on the outside part of the plate. And Emener, he's had a lot of bad luck, especially because of the Grizzlies' offense. Over his 9 starts this season, he really has had no run support. As here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Good elevated fastball for Emener. Second out of the inning and Emener's first punch out. As here comes the left fielder, Wilman Diaz. But Emener has received only 26 runs of support this year. That's 2.89 runs per game. But only 16 of those 26 runs scored, 1.78 runs per game, has been when he's been pitching in the game. As here's the pitch outside, count at 1-0. That means 10 runs have scored when he has left the contest and the bullpen has come in. Now, when you think about that, okay, 16 total runs, it can't get any worse. Well, it does. He has only received 4 runs of support in his last 7 outings. That is 0.57 runs per game, which is 4 games with 0 runs of support. But that's because 12 of those runs have been scored in his first 2 outings of the season. So Austin Emener, trailing 2-0 early, will have to find a way for that offense to get back in this contest for him. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count now at 3 balls and 1 strike as Emener falls behind here to Diaz. Quakes lead 2-0 here in the top of the 2nd inning. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. Count full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Diaz had put his bat down and had already undone his gloves. Instead, he will have to wrap his hands back up with those gloves and grab his bat. 3 balls, 2 strikes. As Emener will wind and deal, here's the pitch. And it is called strike 3. And Emener, after allowing the home run, punches out a pair of batters. We head to the bottom of the 2nd. The Grizzlies trailing 2-0. We'll be back right after this.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places. Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light?
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the 2nd inning, 2-0. The Quakes lead the Grizzlies as Braylon Wimmer will lead things off for Fresno against right-hander in Patrick Copin. Here comes the first pitch, and it is swung on and missed. Count it 0-1. Patrick Copin is 6'6", 220 pounds. Sports a nice mustache to go along with that tall frame. As here comes the 0-1, and it is inside. Count at 1-1. The 22-year-old went to Marshall, was drafted by the Dodgers in the 7th round in 2023. The former Thundering Herd product, as here comes the 1-1. That's outside. 2 balls and a strike. Was born in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Makes his 12th appearance in his 11th start of the year. A 3-2 record, a 3.43 ERA. Here's the pitch. That's outside. 3 balls and a strike. Copin last year made 2 starts with the Quakes, just 3 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 2 punch outs. As the 3-1 is high, Ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Wimmer. There was a check swing appeal, and the base umpire and Tyler Vandewater said no go. So Wimmer is on with a walk as it brings up designated hitter Felix Tena. Tena might be one of the hottest hitters on this Grizzlies team. He has reached base safely in 18 straight games and has a hit in 17 of those 18 games. As there goes Wimmer for second, pitches inside, the throw to second is late, and Wimmer has a stolen base. Braylon Wimmer just arrived before the ball did, and just like that, Wimmer is now 9-for-9 in stolen base attempts this year. As Tena took a pitch, great job from Tena to not swing on that inside pitch. As here comes the 0-1 from Copen, runner at second with no outs. Here's the 0-1, and Tena, ground ball up the middle, and that will sneak into center field, a base hit. Tena extends his on-base streak to 19 games, and there's an RBI single. It's 2-1. Wimmer scores after the walk, stolen base, and the RBI single for Felix Tena. So there you go. Fresno has cut the deficit to 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Their first hit of the game. As here comes first baseman Jason Hinchman. Runner at first with no outs is Tena. And a 19-game on-base streak, and he has 18 hits in that span. As now a check on Tena. He's back safely. As Copen allows the run. So 2-1 now here in the bottom of the second inning. For Felix Tena. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it is outside. Count now at 1-0. Felix Tena, the runner at first, as Fresno has already cut into this deficit. Here's the pitch from Copen. There goes Tena for second, and he is going to be out by a mile. So Tena thrown out as Hinchman swung over the pitch. And it's a caught stealing, so just like that, one away. As Copen, good pitch for his catcher in Rojas to make a nice play, as that is swung on and missed on the inside part of the plate. Count now at 2-0. It went 2-4 on the caught stealing, so one out as Hinchman foul tip. Count now at 2-2. Big swing from Hinchman there against the right-hander in Copen. He's ready again. Here comes the 2-2. And it is called strike three. A fastball at 96 miles per hour. And Copen has three punch outs. So now there's two outs in the inning with Fadrio Cruz coming to the plate. Copen, good fastball from the right-hander. As we said, 6-6. You can tell from the extension that the ball just gets there in a hurry as that swung on and missed. Count at 0-1. 94 miles per hour from Copen. Here comes the 0-1 to Cruz. And a ground ball to first. This is playable for McLean. And he will make the play to end the inning. But an RBI single from Felix Tena. It's now 2-1 Quakes. We head to the third. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope. and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 2-1 Rancho Cucamonga leads Fresno. As Austin Aminer will battle Logan Wagner, who's 1-for-1 with a double. As here comes the first pitch from Aminer, and it is a called strike count at 0-1. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Here comes the 0-1. That is fouled off, counted 0-2. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. As that pitch is fouled off, we look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. We thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Here comes the 0-2 from Aminer, winds and deals, and it's a high fly ball out to right center. This is G.J. Hill, and he will make the catch for the first out, as here comes the second baseman, Angel Perez. Perez, a fielder's choice back in the first inning. Here in the top of the third, as the Grizzlies trail 2-1 to the Quakes. As Austin Aminer gets ready once again. Here comes the pitch from the southpaw. And it's a ground ball to second. Long way for Guile to go. And he can't make the play into right field. A base hit. Guile went a long way, and I believe even if he would have snagged that ball, the speed of Perez, he would have reached. So it's the third hit, or fourth hit for Rancho Cucamonga, and their first one that didn't go for extra bases. As here's Sean McLean, he had a fielder's choice in his first at-bat. So runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch, and that is inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Glad you could join us here on 1430 ESPN Radio. We'll be on a few more times in not only this week, but also next week as the Grizzlies in the midst of a two-week homestand. As here's a foul ball down the third baseline as Aminer will grab it foul. Count now at one ball and one strike. The Grizzlies, they will have three more games for the rest of the weekend against these Quakes. And then we'll welcome the Stockton Ports to town for a six-game series. Make sure you grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. As Aminer comes set, here comes the 1-1 offering and a check on the runner, Perez, and they almost picked him off. That was super close. Nice move from Aminer. As Perez getting back in, he will check on all of his equipment on the slide back. Here comes the 1-1 as Aminer looks back the runner again. And here's the pitch, and it is fouled off, count at 1-2. Tomorrow, though, it's Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Friday Night Fireworks presented by Toyota after the game. A 7.05 p.m. first pitch, and we hope you can join us. Here comes the pitch from Aminer. That's outside. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. On Saturday, June 15th at 6:50 p.m., Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans presented by Toyota. As that is inside, count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And then on Sunday, June 16th at 5:05 p.m., we have Father's Day. And I hope that you can join us for all three games. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. As that is fouled off, good pitch up in the zone from Aminer. Count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. But three great nights of promotions as the Grizzlies will transform into the Tacos and Tigers the next two games. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball up the middle. Guile, what a play! 4-6-3! Oh, he didn't make it in time to first, but what a play from Nick Guile! That was smooth up the middle, a diving play, and then the pass over to Perez at short. Wow, that was close. If we look at the replay here on Bally Live, what a play from Guile going up the middle. He actually tossed that behind his back right there towards Andy Perez. That was unbelievable. As now it's Carlos Rojas and a check on the runner, and he is back safely. That was a very nifty play. It's a fielder's choice again for McLain. It goes 4-6, by the way, on that fielder's choice. So now with two outs, here's the pitch, and it is outside. Count of one ball and no strikes to Rojas. Two outs here in the top of the third. 2-1, the Quakes lead the Grizzlies. What a great play, though, for Nick Guile as that swung on and missed. Count of one ball and one strike. If somehow that double play was recorded, this place would have gone bananas. Here comes the pitch from Eminer, and it is lined into right field, and that is a base hit. Andrews Jr. going a long way. He will pick up the ball in the corner. This will score a run, and it's now 3-1 Quakes. Carlos Rojas, an RBI double out to right field. Andrews Jr. had to go a long distance to retrieve that ball as McLain scores all the way from first. And now the Grizzlies really wish they would have turned two. Second hit of the inning and a run. As now the Quakes extend their lead to 3-1. Fifth hit allowed by Eminer. And it's Jordan Thompson, a double and a run. With a runner at second and two outs. As Eminer will come set, here comes his first pitch to Thompson. And it's a called strike, counting no balls and one strike. So Austin Eminer has allowed three runs already, just over 2 2/3 innings. ERA now at 4.28 for the left-hander. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a high pop-up. This is drifting out to left center field, and G.J. Hill will make the play, and that ends the inning. But another extra base hit for the Quakes, an RBI double from Carlos Rojas. 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the third. Grizzlies coming up to bat right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 3-1, Rancho Cucamonga leads Fresno as Ben McCabe leads things off against Patrick Copen. McCabe will take a pitch outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As McCabe swing and a miss, counted 2-1. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As a 2-1 swung on and miss again, 2-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Here's the 2-2 from Copen, and it is called strike three, and McCabe caught looking. Fourth punch out, third looking by Copen this evening. As here comes right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Again, you can request a free quote by giving them a call at 559-435-6263 today. First pitch, Andrews Jr. is fouled off, count at 0-1. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 0-1, and Andrews Jr. takes a pitch outside, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grizzlies trailing the Quakes here in the bottom of the third. Andrews Jr., as he will take a check swing, did he go around? He did not, count it 2 balls and a strike. Andrews Jr. in his final at-bat last night was a 2-run homer out to center field, his third of the year. As he looks to get on base, here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball at 94, Copen just rearing back and throwing. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off and right to the backstop as it hits the board here at Chuck Chancey Park. 2 balls and 2 strikes. E.J. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog. Here comes the 2-2. Winds and deals, and a check swing. Did he go around? He did not again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Is Copen a little bit upset with himself? As here comes the 3-2 offering. Winds and deals. And it's outside ball four, and Andrews Jr., a one-out walk. So Fresno, second walk that they have been issued to. As here comes the center fielder in G.J. Hill. Hill 0-for-1 with a strikeout. As the Grizzlies trailing by 2 runs, a quick update on the score in Modesto and Visalia, where the Rawhide lead the Nuts 2-1. That's in the bottom of the fourth inning. As G.J. Hill at the plate. Here comes the pitch. Instead, a check on Andrews Jr. He's back safely after the tag applied. Andrews Jr., 4-for-5 in stolen base attempts this year. The Grizzlies, they've been busy on the base path so far. 2 stolen base attempts. They're 1-for-2 on the night. As Hill will line one. That's the left center field, and that ball will land. Andrews Jr. around second. He's heading to third. Now he's going to be waved in. Here comes the throw. It is perfect, and Andrews Jr. is out. He had a run behind the third base coach in Cesar Galvez, and he's thrown out a perfect throw, and just like that, 2 outs in the inning. So Hill will reach. It is going to be the second hit for Fresno, but Andrews Jr. is out at the plate. Great cutoff and throw as Andrews Jr. had a run behind his base coach, and he was thrown out by a while. As here comes the pitch, and that is a line drive to right field, and that will be caught by the right fielder in Alonzo to end the inning. So the Grizzlies come up empty despite a couple hits in the inning. We head to the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 3-1, Rancho Cucamonga leads Fresno here at Chuck Chancey Park. Glad you could join us for game 3 of 6 between the Quakes and the Grizzlies. As Samuel Munoz will lead things off against Austin Emener, as there's a good breaking ball, count it 0-1. Emener, fastball, slider, changeup for the southpaw. As here comes the 0-1 to Munoz, the center fielder, as that is lifted and it will head towards the seats, counting no balls and two strikes. As Emener looking for a punch out here in the top of the fourth. On the Andrews Jr. put out of the play the last half inning, it went 8-6-2. And the Grizzlies did not score as that pitch is outside. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. So Hill was awarded a single. Reached second base on the throw. And then Nick Guile the fly out to end the inning. So now one ball, two strikes as Emener looking for a clean frame. Here comes the pitch. And that is going to be just to the left of me. And it will be fouled off. The count at one ball and two strikes. Had the height, did not have the distance to this booth. As here comes the 1-2. And it's outside. Two balls and two strikes. Emener a little bit off balance on the delivery there. Two balls, two strikes. The Grizzlies, as we mentioned, they are here at Chuck Chancey Park for 2 weeks, their longest homestand of the year. As here's a fly ball out to left center field. The left fielder in Cruz is there, and he will put it away for the first out. As here comes right fielder Juan Alonso. Alonso, a two-run homer in his last at-bat, his second of the season. As the Grizzlies trail 3-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, as Alonso fouls it off. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. Here comes the 0-1 from Emener. We'll wind and deal. And that's a called strike quickly, 0-2. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As the Grizzlies trailing 3-1 here on Juneteenth, as here comes the pitch. That's low. Count of one ball and two strikes. Fresno looking for their sixth straight win as they trail early in this contest. But Fresno, this is a fighting team. We've seen it over the past couple of weeks. as that runs outside, counted two balls and two strikes. Eminer, two punch outs in this contest, looking for his third. He will wind and deal. And that is outside, a slider that did not catch any part of the plate. Count now at three balls and two strikes. Eminer ready to go. Looks in for the sign. And the pitch is fouled off to the right of us as Alonzo stays alive. And we'll do it again with another 3-2 count. But the Grizzlies 2 weeks here at Chukchansey Park after a 2-week road trip to San Jose and Modesto. Players are happy to be back as here's a high pop-up drifting out to left field. And this is now actually the shortstop in Perez who will make the catch in the back of the infield. That's the second out as Alonzo is retired. So two away as here comes the designated hitter in Oswaldo Osorio. He's 0-for-1 with a punch out. As Eminer looking for his first 1-2-3 frame. Eminer ready to go. Here comes his first pitch to Osorio. And it's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. From Austin Eminer. Eminer making his fourth start against the California League South Division. No record of 1.02 ERA. As that's inside. Two balls and no strikes. Eminer has had a fantastic season. As we said, he's looking for his first professional win. As here comes his 2-0 pitch. And it's a called strike. Good fastball at 90 miles per hour. Painted on the outside part of the plate. Count now at two balls and a strike. Here on the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from Eminer. Outside, three balls and a strike. But Eminer was outstanding in his last start, and two of his last three starts, he has reached a career-high 7 innings. As here's the 3-1, and that swung on and missed. Elevated fastball at 90 miles per hour. Count full, three balls, two strikes. So three balls, two strikes. Eminer, a ground ball. This is to first. Hinchman stays down on it, and he will tag the bag, and that ends the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Eminer. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-1. The Quakes lead the Grizzlies as the first pitch is a called strike to Andy Perez, and the count of no balls and a strike. Andy Perez is 0-for-1, a strikeout in his first at-bat. As Perez will take a pitch in there quickly, 0-2. Good job from Rojas, the Quakes catcher, to earn that strike. That looked a little bit outside. As here's the 0-2 outside. One ball and two strikes as Copen extending the zone. Andy Perez, he's had a great year, just 20 years old for the Cuban native. The 1-2 is fouled off of Perez's body. The count will stay the same. As the Grizzlies trailing here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the offense trying to support Austin Emener after his first 1-2-3 inning of the game. As Copen ready to go, here comes another 1-2. And Perez, a high chopper to first. This is playable for McLean, and he will tag the bag, and Perez is retired. One away as here comes the third baseman, Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer walks stolen base and a run scored. The only run for Fresno so far, as he will stride to the plate. The Grizzlies 16-4 at home against the Quakes all time. A lot of trouble at Lone Mart Field, though, for Fresno, as there's a line drive out to right field, but literally the right fielder Alonso did not have to move. Two outs now on the line out, as here comes the designated hitter in Felix Tena. Tena, one for one, an RBI single, extended his on-base streak to 19 games. That was back in his first at-bat. And then he was caught stealing second, as here comes the pitch. And it's high, count of one ball and no strikes. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes the 1-0 to Tena. And it's fouled off, count of one ball and one strike. Felix Tena, he's just 20 years old. Signed as an international free agent in 2021. Same draft international class as Andy Perez. As that swung on a miscount at 1-2 as his head moving out of its way. So one ball, two strikes as Copen ready to go again. Copen has already touched 97 tonight. Here comes the 1-2 and a fly ball lifted out of play as Tena stays alive. The Grizzlies just with two hits. Tena has one of them. The other one, G.J. Hill. Tena, born September 27th, so he'll turn 21 years old. 6 feet, 196 pounds, as that pitch is outside. Counted two balls and two strikes. As Tena trying to battle right here. Felix Tena. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball, and again it will head towards the seats. And a souvenir for a lucky fan. Two balls, two strikes here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-1, Rancho Cucamonga leads Fresno. Copen ready to go. Here's his 2-2. And it's inside. Did it hit Tena? Oh, it didn't. The count now full 3 balls, 2 strikes. The catcher in Rojas making sure that if the ball hit Tena, it didn't come back and pinball and hit him. As here comes the pitch inside, ball four, and Tena has reached base again. He draws a 2-out walk. Third walk issued by Copen. And Tena now 3 walks over his last 2 games. As here comes first baseman Jason Hinchman. Hinchman 0 for 1 with a strikeout. As he battled in his previous at-bat. Here's the pitch, and Hinchman checks his swing. And did he go around? He did not. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Copen gets the ball back. Copen looks a little bit like Paul Skeens, the Pittsburgh Pirates right-hand pitcher. As that swung on a miss, count at 1-1. Long, dark hair from the back of his black and blue cap, and he has the mustache to go along with it. Here comes the 1-1 from Copen. And it is fouled off as Hinchman gets a piece of it. Count at 1-2. Fastball at 93 up in the zone. The Grizzlies trying to find something against this Quakes right-hander. Fresno, they won last night 8-2. They won 7-3 in the opener of this 6-game series. Here's the 1-2. Fly ball lifted foul. Hinchman has the power swing that could tie this game up with one good pitch. As he will have to battle, 1 ball, 2 strikes. As here comes the 1-2. And it is called strike three, and Hinchman caught looking as Copen picks up his fifth punch out. We head to the fifth, 3-1 Rancho. We'll be back right after this.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 3-1, the Quakes lead the Grizzlies, as Austin Emener will take on Wilman Diaz, who's 0-1 with a punch out. Emener ready to go. Works out the hybrid windup. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Count of 1-0. Manco Abbott and Le Pervone's apartment, Homes of the Dominion, is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. Count of 1-1. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Pervons is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1-2 bedroom apartments. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and misses. Diaz a healthy hack. Count at 1-2. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As Diaz fouls off the pitch, count remains at 1-2. Again, Fresno's most luxurious 1-2 bedroom apartments. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. As that is chopped foul, as McCabe tried to stop that ball and Diaz stays alive. As the Grizzlies trailing by two runs here in the fifth inning, Fresno's won five in a row. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball to third. Tough play for Wimmer, and it will head into left field. Diaz now will slip around first, and he comes up hobbling. He was trying to go for two. That ball was bouncing around everywhere, and Diaz, who was looking to go to second, he starts hobbling towards first. Either way, it should be a single for Diaz, as the leadoff man is on again. And it brings up Logan Wagner, who is 1-for-2 with a double. No one's going to check on Diaz. A little bit of a limp. It is a single towards third baseman Braylon Wimmer, so Diaz is on. As Emener looks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch up in the zone. Count it 0-1. Austin Emener, the Grizzlies, wearing their black unis. They are 3-3 when sporting their black uniforms in honor of Chuck Chancey. Here comes the pitch. That swung on and missed. Good fastball at 89 miles per hour. Counted no balls in two strikes. Emener would love a double play right here if he doesn't punch out Wagner. Here's the 0-2. And he will take the ladder as he punches out Wagner for the first out of the inning. Third strikeout for Emener, As Wagner caught looking, he'll head back into the dugout. As here comes second baseman Jarrell Perez, who is 1-for-2 with a single. So Emener, his first punch out since the second inning. As now he takes on Perez. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. Here in the top of the fifth, Jarrell Perez, the number 17 prospect in the Dodgers system, according to MLB.com. Here's the 0-1, and it's outside, count of 1-1. Runner at first with one away. Couple Grizzlies arms in their bullpen starting to stretch and get loose. Here comes the offering from Emener, and it swung on and missed. He dropped the changeup on Perez. And the count now 1-2. Perez way ahead of it as he looks on. 1-2. Runner at first. Emener looks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and it is inside. Good fastball. Counted 2-2, and Perez, he was hovering over the plate. Really takes away the inside portion of the zone. It makes sense as Perez trying to hit his 9th home run of the year. As here comes the pitch, and it's inside. 3-2. And most pitchers will be afraid to go inside because of how close he is to the plate. But Emener, back-to-back pitches there, trying to get Perez to go after it. As a 3-2 is on its way. And it's a fly ball left field. The ball will trickle foul. That had the distance for a home run, but it stayed foul down the left field line. So count remains 3-2, as Perez was way ahead of the offering on the fastball at 89 miles per hour. So we'll do it again at 3-2. Emener looks back the runner. Winds and deals, and it's high ball 4. That ball was not close as Perez has reached base again. Up to second goes Diaz. First walk by Emener. As here comes first baseman Sean McLean. McLean, a pair of fielder's choices. He scored a run back in the third inning. Runners at first and second with one out. A mound visit between McCabe and Emener. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the fifth. As that pitch is fouled off, the mask of McCabe from McLean, counting 0-1. Again, we thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Emener comes set. Here comes his 0-1 offering. And it is a called strike. Good pitch on the inner part of the plate. 0-2. And McCabe, great job to pick up that pitch on the lower part of the zone. 0-2. Runners at first and second with one out. Emener comes set. Looks back the runner at second in Diaz. And the pitch is high. Count of 1-2. Top of the fifth inning, as Emener trying to punch out his fourth batter of the contest. Comes set around the belt, 1-2, and it's a chopper, and it goes towards the Quakes dugout on the third base side. Count remains at 1-2. As the Rawhide, they're leading the Modesto Nuts 3-1 in the top of the sixth. That's our score here, but we are in the fifth inning. Action down in that Fresno bullpen, as here's a liner foul. The count now at 1-2. As McLean stays alive. It's right-hander Brady Hill who starts to get loose down in that Fresno bullpen. Number 9, Brady Hill, as home plate umpire and Gabe Vargas will clean the plate. As the 1-2 on its way, let's see if Eminer buries a pitch here and trusts his catcher in McCabe to smother it. Here's the 1-2. And it is called strike 3, a slider that hits the outside part of the plate, and that is his fourth strikeout of the contest. So McLain caught looking, and that is the second out, as here comes Carlos Rojas, 1-for-2 with an RBI double. The American Cancer Society and the Fresno Grizzlies joined today for Strikeout Breast Cancer Night. For every strikeout recorded in minor league baseball, the American Cancer Society will receive a donation. You can make your donation at cancer.org/MILB. As that pitch is in there for a strike, count it 0-1. As Austin Eminer trying to get out of this inning unscathed. No balls and a strike as Eminer looks back the runner at second. Here's the pitch and a breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. Look like the slider from Eminer. Trying to push the ball more and more on the outside portion. Here comes the 1-1 offering to Rojas. Eminer comes set, the pitch, and a breaking ball that misses outside again. Two balls and a strike. Eminer already up to 91 pitches. He's thrown 60 strikes, so almost two-thirds of his pitches have been in the zone. 4 2/3 innings for Eminer. Here's the 2-1 to Rojas, and it swung on and missed. A changeup. He pulled the string there. It's 2-2. That was filthy down and in to Rojas. And now Eminer one more, as a fan said here at Chukchansey Park. Nice little crowd on hand. Here's the 2-2 as Eminer winds and deals, and it's a fly ball to deep left field, and it's gone. Rojas, a 3-run homer to left field. It's 6-1 Quakes. He stayed back on a slider, and he belted it out to left field, and just like that, a 5-run deficit. Rojas now is 2-for-3 with 4 RBI tonight. In the cleanup spot for the Quakes, as Perez will score as well. Diaz, he had the single to lead off the inning, so second hit and 3 runs. And that will do it for Austin Eminer, and he will not pick up his first professional win tonight as he will exit this contest. We'll have a pitching change right after this. We'll be back.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chukchansey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 6-1 Quakes lead the Grizzlies. A 3-run homer for Carlos Rojas, And that ends the night for Austin Emener. So Brady Hill now on to pick up the final out of the fifth as there's a strike to Jordan Thompson. He's 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Here comes the 0-1 from Hill. Swung on and missed quickly. No balls and two strikes. Austin Emener, 4 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 6 runs all earned, 1 walk, 4 punch outs. He allowed 2 home runs. Here comes the 0-2 from Hill. Down goes Thompson to end the inning. A 3-pitch at bat towards Thompson, and that ends the frame. But the Quakes, 3 big runs. Fresno's offense has to figure it out right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the fifth inning. Fresno trails Rancho Cucamonga 6-1 as Fadrio Cruz will lead things off against Patrick Copin. As the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Fresno, this is not uncharted territories. We've seen the Grizzlies come back from some big deficits this season. As here's the 1-0 to Cruz, and he will foul it off just to the left of us. Count of 1-1. So the Grizzlies now will have to find a way one batter at a time. As here's the 1-1. And Cruz will take a called strike. Count at 1-2. Copen has been electric so far. That fastball up to 97 tonight. Here's the 1-2 to Fadrio Cruz, who is 0-for-1, and Cruz takes a pitch low. 2-2. Modesto trailing Visalia 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Good news so far for your Grizzlies. As here's a line drive out to right field. And again, the right fielder Alonso did not even have to move. And that's the first out. As here comes catcher Ben McCabe here in the bottom of the fifth inning. McCabe 0-for-1. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st. That means it's in effect right now here at Chuck Chancy Park. A clear bag policy is in effect in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. As McCabe fouls it off quickly, 0-2. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday or check out our social media pages for more information. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancy Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. As McCabe takes a pitch low, count of 1-2. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside. 2-2. Maybe a little bit low as well, as Rojas trying to deliver that strike. Here on June 13th, here comes the 2-2 to McCabe, and it is swung on and missed. Six punchouts now for Copen. He's been in control all night, as here's right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. walked his first time at the plate and now looks to get on base once again. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and he will take it outside. One ball and no strikes. Thursday night baseballs, the Grizzlies, they have won five in a row, including three in a row in Modesto in the first two games of this six-game series. That pitch low as well, two balls and no strikes. Here comes the 2-0 offering to Andrews Jr., and he will fly one. That one's to deep right field. That ball's hit well. It's at the wall, and it's off the wall. Andrews Jr. now, he's hustling to second, and he slides in safely with a two-out double. E.J. Andrews Jr., three straight at-bats in the past two games where he's reached base safely, two of them for extra bases as he picks up his double. Third hit for Fresno, and now it's G.J. Hill who's one for two with a single. As Andrews Jr., he's had a good night. As the Grizzlies trying to get back in this contest, trailing by five. Here comes the pitch to G.J. Hill now. And Hill will take a called strike count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies trailing 6-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch, and it's going to hit G.J. Hill, and he goes down as that hit his leg. And he's going to get back up and hobble down to first base on the hit by pitch. That took out his legs right there. So now Fresno runners at first and second with two outs for Nick Guile, who's 0-2. Here on June 13th. As here comes pitching coach in Sean Coyne to talk to his right-hander in Copen. As the Grizzlies trailing by five runs. Glad you could join us, though. A big thank you to Jorge back in the studios for helping out with tonight's broadcast back in those 1430 ESPN studios. And, of course, you can listen to Grizzlies Mondays behind the bench with Phil Bonatti. E.J. Andrews Jr., who's had a great game, he was just on this past Monday, and we hope you can join us with Phil every Monday for Grizzlies Mondays. As the Grizzlies, five wins in a row. Come watch your Fresno Grizzlies. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Tickets on Sunday through Thursday. There you just start as low as $10. You do not want to miss out watching your Fresno Grizzlies this season. As now Nick Guile, runners at first and second and two outs, looking to cut into this deficit as that pitch is inside. One ball, no strikes. Action down in that bullpen for the Quakes. Here comes the 1-0 to Nick Guile. Copen looks back the runners, and he will take a called strike. Count at 1-1, 94 on the outside part of the plate. So one ball, one strike. Here's the pitch, and it is time called. It's going to be a balk as both runners will head to the next base. Hill up to second on the balk by Copen, and Andrews Jr. will head to third on the balk. So now second and third with two outs, and Fresno trying to pick up a big hit right here. Here comes the pitch. And it's almost going to hit Guile as he brings the bat just down and didn't hit it. Count now at two balls and a strike. So two balls, one strike. Copen looks back both runners. Here's the pitch, and Guile, ground ball. It's a tough play for the third baseman. Snag the throw. It's in time, and that ends the inning as Wagner stays with the play. The Grizzlies come up empty as they head to the sixth, trailing by five. We'll be back right after this.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the sixth inning, the Quakes lead the Grizzlies 6-1, as Samuel Munoz will lead things off against Brady Hill, as Hill quickly two strikes. Hill now five pitches and five strikes, as he's ready to go. Here comes the 0-2. And that is a ground ball, and Hinchman snags it. It looked like it went off the base, and that's the first out. It goes three unassisted, and with one away, here comes right fielder Juan Alonso. One for two, a two-run homer back in the second inning. As he takes on Brady Hill, the right-hander is 6 feet, 180 pounds, 23 years old, born in Spokane, Washington. As the first pitch is swung on and missed, count it 0-1. Drafted out of San Jose State by the Rockies in 2022. As that's fouled off, counted 0-2. Hill was a 15th round selection. Led the Mountain West in saves in his final year with the Spartans. Played his college ball at Excite Ballpark, where he's picked up all of his professional wins. As that is a high pop-up, Hinchman in foul territory. He goes over and will make the play, and Hinchman's made both outs as he catches the Alonso pop-up. And with two away, here comes a designated hitter in Oswaldo Osorio, who's 0-2. Brady Hill looks good so far in this contest. Hill making his 18th appearance out of the bullpen, a 1-1 record, a 3.54 ERA, as that is fouled off, count at 0-1. Brady Hill, a couple tough outings this year. That's the only reason his ERA is a little bit high, as that's outside, count at 1-1. Hill at one point had a sub-1 ERA. Here's the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed, count at 1-2. And Hill right now trying to mow down these Quakes batters. Hill ready to go again. Here's the 1-2. And a ground ball to second. Guile gobbles it up over to first in a 1-2-3 inning for Brady Hill. Let's see if that momentum heads to the Grizzlies' bats as they trail 6-1. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Yeah. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Quakes 6-1. A new pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga. The reliever is right-hander Jesus Luna. As he takes over for Patrick Copin. Here's the first pitch to Andy Perez, and it's outside, count at 1-0. Final line for Patrick Copin, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run it was earned, 3 walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 6 punchouts. Here's the pitch from Luna, and it's outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Luna is also 6'6", 165 pounds, signed as an international free agent in 2019. From Mexico, as here comes the pitch, and that swung on and missed, count at 2-1. As Jesus Luna takes on Andy Perez. Andy Perez, he is 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. As here comes the offering from the tall right-hander to Andy Perez, and Perez looks to bunt, and it will drop foul. Count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Luna now, after falling behind 2-0, looking to get back with a strikeout. He's 23 years old, making his 9th appearance, an 0-1 record, no ERA. He has 1 save. Here comes the 2-2 offering, and it is going to be fouled off and just to the left of us. Count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luna with Rancho Cucamonga. This is his 5th game. Had 4 games with the ACL Dodgers. So he's had a good 2024. As here comes the 2-2. And that is a chopper up the middle. This is playable for the shortstop Thompson. And he makes the play. Goes 6-3. One out. As here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. 0-1. A walk and a run. As Fresno trails 6-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. As the Rawhide beating the Modesto Nuts 5-1, looking to add on more runs. Sam Weatherly down in that bullpen for Fresno. As here's the pitch to Wimmer. And it's inside and to the backstop, count at 1-0. Chochansi Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, as that's inside, 2 balls and 0 strikes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. As that pitch runs high, 3 balls and 0 strikes to Braylon Wimmer. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. As the Grizzlies trailing 6-1. Here comes Luna's 3-0. And that is to the backstop again as Wimmer draws his 2nd walk of the night. That's the 4th walk by Rancho Cucamonga pitching. And now brings up Felix Tena, who's reached base both times, an RBI single. And he also has a free pass. As Luna now will take on Tena. Great pitching matchup. As here comes The first pitch to Felix Tena, and he will take a pitch outside. Count at 1-0. The catcher in Rojas thought it was a strike and a little bit disappointed by home plate umpire Gabe Vargas. He had the fake throw back to the pitcher initially after the non-called pitch. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Count at 1-1 as Tena went after a changeup from the right-hander in Luna. So one ball and one strike. Here comes the pitch from Luna as Tena ready to go. Check on Wimmer, and he was almost picked off. Wimmer did not slide back, and it was a lot closer than it should have been. Count of one ball and one strike. Grizzlies first base coach and manager Steve Solis, he was right there looking at that move. Here's the 1-1 to Tena. And Tena, that is down the left field line, a base hit. Wimmer, he rounds second. And now the runner, the shortstop, runs into him. Wimmer looking to score. Here's the throw. He is safe. Braylon Wimmer, even with some interference between second and third, scores. And it's now 6-2 as Tena delivers again. Tena down the left field line has an RBI double. He's reached base all three times. So Tena, the RBI double. Grizzlies now trail 6-2. As Wimmer scored, a great throw again from the relay for the Quakes, but Wimmer barely gets in, as now it's Jason Hinchman. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside, almost hits Hinchman. Count at 1-0. So there's a hit and a run, as both times a walk ends up being a run for Fresno. Fresno's fourth hit. They have two runs now. As here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Count of one ball and one strike. So runner at second with one out. Jason Hinchman is 0-2 with two strikeouts, trying to continue this inning for Fresno. Here's the pitch, and Hinchman inside, and it looks like he got, did it get a piece or just go to the backstop? The way the umpire reacted, it was a foul ball. So one ball and two strikes as Hinchman fouls it off. So that third pitch was a foul ball, and another one right there. One ball and two strikes. Runner at second with one out for Fresno as Felix Tena has eight doubles this year. Here comes the pitch, and it will go away from the catcher initially in Rojas, but Tena no advancement. And the count now runs to two balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies trying to put something together. They trail 6-2. Luna comes set. Here comes the 2-2. And Hinchman, swing and a miss. He's down on strikes for a third time. And that's the second out of the inning. First strikeout for Luna. And with two away, here comes left fielder Fadrio Cruz, who's 0-2. So Wimmer both runs. Tena both RBI in this game for Fresno. And now trying to get some help from someone else. Can Fadrio Cruz be that person, as that's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. 6-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Luna looks back the runner in Tena. Here comes the pitch, and Cruz fouls it off. Count of one ball and one strike. Fresno trying to find a way to get back in this contest against the Quakes bullpen. Quakes pitching staff, the worst ERA in the league. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. Outside part of the plate there to Fadrio Cruz. As the Grizzlies trying to score another run. Rancho Cucamonga, 5.74 ERA as a pitching staff. As that swung on, foul tipped, and that will end the inning. But Felix Tena drives in the second Fresno run. It's still 6-2 Quakes. We head to the seventh right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 6-2. The Quakes lead the Grizzlies as Sam Weatherly will take over on the bump as the first pitch is fouled off from Wilman Diaz, the nine-hole hitter for the Quakes. Diaz 1-for-2, a single and a run. As Sam Weatherly takes over for Brady Hill, who was outstanding as there's a strike, quickly 0-2. Brady Hill, an inning and a third of perfect baseball, faced four batters and picked up four outs. He had a strikeout over those four outs recorded. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly. It's high. Count of one ball and two strikes. Weatherly trying to keep this deficit at 6-2. Yes, here's the 1-2 from the southpaw. And it's a line foul from Diaz. So one ball, two strikes. So Weatherly takes over for Hill. Weatherly, this is his 17th appearance out of the bullpen. A 3-1 record, a 3.43 ERA. That pitch is elevating a little high. Two balls and two strikes. Weatherly also 4-for-5 in save chances, one hold. As here is the 1-2. Winds and deals. And it is outside. Counts actually at three balls and two strikes as Weatherly now working into a little bit of trouble to the leadoff batter in Wilman Diaz. Fresno trails by four runs here in the seventh. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, ball four. So Diaz draws a leadoff walk. That's the second walk issued by Fresno pitching. As here comes Logan Wagner, 1-for-3 with a double. Modesto trailing 5-1, but the Modesto Nuts, they have loaded the bases in the seventh inning. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. We thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly. Looks back the runner. Long pause. And that is inside. Count of one ball and one strike. First ball was fouled off at the plate by Wagner. And Sam Weatherly looking for a clean seventh inning. Here's the pitch and a fly ball to right field. This ball is heading towards the bullpen of Fresno and Hinchman runs out of room. So count remains now at one ball and two strikes. Again, a big thank you to Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. A proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue, ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch down and in, and Wagner is out. First strikeout for Weatherly. That's the sixth strikeout overall for the Grizzlies. As here comes Gerald Perez. Perez, he is 1-for-2. He walked and scored back in the fifth inning. That three-run home run, a big home run for Carlos Rojas. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly, and it's a called strike count at 0-1. Here in the top of the seventh inning, Weatherly looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. He dropped a breaking ball there quickly. 0-2. As Weatherly way ahead there of Perez. No balls and two strikes. The Clemson product looking for a back-to-back punch outs. Here comes the 0-2. And it is in the dirt. Count of one ball and two strikes. Sam Weatherly pitched for Fresno a few years ago. Has been battling arm injuries, but back fully healthy now as a reliever. He was a starter back in the day for Fresno. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off into the netting. Count remains at 1-2. Sam Weatherly, 6'4", 205 pounds. 25 years old, a third-round draft pick back in 2020, was the best player in the state of Michigan when he was at Howell High School, as that pitch just misses. The count now at two balls and two strikes. We're going to get through the teeth of this Quakes lineup. Weatherly looks back the runner at first in Diaz. Here's the 2-2. And it's a high pop-up. This is very high. Nick Guile, the second baseman, will make the play. Two outs now as Perez is retired. And it brings up Sean McLean, who has reached base twice, both via the fielder's choice. Scored a run in the third. McLean, with two outs and a runner at first, trying to extend this Quakes lead. 6-2 they lead here in the seventh inning. As the pitch is swung on and missed, count it 0-1. Lots of dirt on that baseball. No balls in a strike as McLean way ahead of it. McLean, he is 5'11", 170 pounds from Costa Mesa, California. As there's a check swing, did he go around? And he did not. Count it 1-1 as Weatherly looking to get out of this inning after a leadoff walk. Weatherly has found his role here with Fresno. A big staple in this bullpen. Here's the pitch. Good breaking ball. Count at 1-2. Sam Weatherly, despite a lot of arm injuries, he still has a lot of great pitches, great stuff. Just trying to put it all together after finally having some healthy time. Here's the pitch. Inside. Two balls and two strikes. Has starter stuff in the back end of this bullpen. Something you don't see very often, especially at this level. Now, of course, Weatherly on the older side, but coming back from the injuries. As the 2-2 is swung on and missed, and Weatherly a clean seventh. Let's head to the stretch. The Grizzlies trailing by four. Comeback clause. Do the Grizzlies have it in them? We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, Fresno trails Rancho Cucamonga 6-2. As Jesus Luna back on the bump, he will take on Ben McCabe here in the seventh. Here comes the first pitch from Luna, and McCabe looks to bunt. It's high. Count at 1-0. Ben McCabe, he has struck out twice in this contest. Looking for his first hit of the game. McCabe, one homer on the year. As here's the pitch, and McCabe, a ground ball, goes foul down the third baseline. Count of one ball and one strike. The Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Game three of this six-game series. Glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch to McCabe. Swung on and missed. Count of one ball and two strikes. Looked like a breaking ball there as McCabe was way ahead of it. Stay tuned for the post-game show as the Grizzlies trying to have a comeback clause win. Here's the pitch, and McCabe, ground ball, and that's just foul down the third baseline. That was almost extra bases for the Grizzlies catcher. McCabe looking for a hit. It's been a couple games since McCabe's last hit. But we've seen the hittability for the former UCF product. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. McCabe now 0-3 with three punch-outs. Third strikeout for Luna. First out of the inning, as here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. 1-for-1, a double and a walk. Let's see if he can get to the top of this lineup as Fresno trails by four. E.J. Andrews Jr., a very good nine-hole hitter. It's a great job getting the lineup to turn over as that pitch is high. Count of one ball and no strikes. A veteran on this team, Andrews Jr., third year with Fresno. 23 years old from Long Beach, California. Here comes the 1-0. And that is a high fly ball out to shallow left center field. Who's it going to be? There are four players. And it is caught by the second baseman in Perez for the second out. The left fielder Diaz, the center fielder Munoz, the shortstop Thompson, and then Perez, the second baseman, were all converging, and Perez was the one who made the play. So two outs now for G.J. Hill. Hill 1-for-2 with a hit by pitch. As Luna trying to have a clean seventh as Hill swing and a miss. Count it 0-1. Good pitch from Luna. Tall frame again. The Quakes looking for the win tonight and to end this five-game winning streak for Fresno. Here comes the 0-1, and that swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes. Fresno's offense, just two runs tonight. As we have mentioned, they have not been able to give any run support on an Eminer start all year long. Eminer, when he was in the contest, only one run tonight for him. That means over his past five games, only eight runs of support. Here comes the 0-2 to G.J. Hill. And it's outside, count of one ball and two strikes. Single-A affiliates of the Rockies and Dodgers. One ball, two strikes. Luna, deep breath. Here's his pitch. And Hill, swing and a miss. And Luna, a 1-2-3 seventh. The Grizzlies, six outs away from losing their first game over six games. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the eighth inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. As the first pitch is fouled off from Carlos Rojas against Sam Weatherly. 6-2 Quakes lead the Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth inning. As that pitch is a little bit low, count at one ball and one strike. Carlos Rojas, he's been the hero tonight for the Quakes. 2-for-3, a home run double, and 4 RBI. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to third. Wimmer is up with it. A little bit of some mishandling, but he stays with it. And it goes 5-3 as Rojas is retired. One away as here comes the shortstop in Jordan Thompson. He's 1-for-3 with a double and a run. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Quickly, 0-2 is Weatherly looking for the punch out. Again, thank you to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Here's the 0-2. Outside, one ball and two strikes. Fresno trailing 6-2 here on June 13th, Thursday night baseball. Here's the pitch, and that is a little bit low. Count out two balls and two strikes. Stay tuned for the post-game show. The Grizzlies still with six outs to play with. They'll have 2-3-4 due up in the bottom of the eighth. As here's a fly ball. This is to shallow right field. Andrews Jr., he's underneath it and will put it away for the second out. As here comes center fielder Samuel Munoz. He's 0-for-3. The center fielder for the Quakes here on June 13th. Big thank you to 1430 ESPN Radio for putting us on tonight. We'll be on here a couple times during this two-week homestand. Here's the pitch, and a line drive out to right field. Andrews Jr. comes in the slide, and he makes the catch. Andrews Jr. has been outstanding on the defensive side of things over the past two games. And Weatherly, a 1-2-3 eighth. It's time for some runs. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic at Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 6-2, Rancho Cucamonga leads Fresno. As here's a chopper up the middle, and a great play from shortstop Jordan Thompson. As Guile is retired, it goes 6-3 for the first down, and Guile now 0-4. As here comes shortstop Andy Perez, a new pitcher for the Quakes, left-hander in Felix Cabrera. Cabrera takes over for Jesus Luna, who worked two innings, allowed one run. On one hit, one walk, hit four punch-outs. As the first pitch is outside, count at 1-0 from Felix Cabrera. Cabrera, 6'3", 170 pounds. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball to center field. That ball's hit well, and it is going to be caught on the warning track for the second out. Munoz going back and makes a great play, and Perez now is 0-4. So two outs now for Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer, two walks and two runs scored. He's 0-1. As the Grizzlies, they have not been able to find much tonight. Two runs on four hits with an Austin Emener start. Hasn't changed for the past couple of starts for Emener. As the pitch to Wimmer is a fly ball to right field and playable. And a 1-2-3 eighth inning. The Grizzlies go down quietly as we head to the ninth. Grizzlies trail by four. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic at Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno. Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic at Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail 6-2 to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes as Tyler Hoffman will take over for Sam Weatherly on the bump. Weatherly, two clean innings, one hit, and two punch-outs. So now Tyler Hoffman will take on Juan Alonso as the first pitch is swung on and missed, and the count at 0-1. So top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trailing 6-2 to the Quakes. Tonight's crowd, 2,110 here at Chuck Chancey Park. As the pitch is outside, count of one ball and one strike. As the Grizzlies, they will have 5-6-7 due up in the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing by four. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. That is a called strike. Count now at one ball and two strikes. As the Grizzlies, they've won the first two games of this series. The Quakes, though, they have a pair of home runs that have helped their cause tonight. Here's the pitch and a ground ball foul. Count remains at 1-2. Tyler Hoffman, as you said, takes over on the bump. Second time we've seen him in this series. A 1-2-3 inning in the ninth on Tuesday. Hoffman, he is listed at 6 feet, 182 pounds. As here is the pitch, and that is a fly ball that's lifted towards right field, and it will end up in the bleachers. Count remains at two balls and two strikes. Here at Chuck Chancey Park, the Grizzlies, they need some help tonight if they are going to fall. As the Visalia Rawhide, they lead the Modesto Nuts 7-3 heading into the eighth inning. So Fresno, that sounds like good news, but the Grizzlies would love to come back in this game and win it on a walk-off. Yes, here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on and missed. Good pitch down and in. And Hoffman, a punch out of Alonso. First strikeout for Hoffman. That is the eighth strikeout overall for Fresno pitching. As here comes Oswaldo Osorio, who's 0-3. The bottom of this Quakes lineup. As Hoffman looks in. Hoffman has a new little stretch in his delivery as that pitch is low. Count at 1-0. He is now using a quicker release to the plate. As here comes the 1-0. And it is swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. So one ball, one strike. As here comes the pitch from Tyler Hoffman. And it's swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Hoffman comes set. Here comes his 1-2 offering. Long pause to pitch. And it's a ground ball foul. Hoffman went to Tulane, the Green Wave. He started in the rotation before moving to the bullpen, found a great role. Drafted by the Rockies in the 17th round in 2022. Second year with Fresno, working on some control, and he's looked good over his past couple of outings. With his new release, as that is called strike three. And that is the second out as Osorio is down on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs for Hoffman. And with two away, here comes Diaz. Diaz is 1-2, a single, a walk, and a run scored. Here comes the first pitch from Hoffman, and it's a called strike. Count at 0-1. Top of the ninth inning, 6-2. Quakes lead the Grizzlies. As Fresno looking for a comeback clause win. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed quickly 0-2. As Hoffman looking to strike out the side. No balls, two strikes. Hoffman winds and deals inside. Count of 1-2. Tyler Hoffman taking on Wilman Diaz. He'll come set. Here comes the 1-2 offering. Hoffman looking to strike out the side. And it is fouled off as Diaz gets a piece of it. Good pitch down and in as Diaz spoils it. For Tyler Hoffman, who's been used a bunch this year by pitching coach Rolando Garza. Hoffman, this is his 20th appearance of the season. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball foul again. One ball, two strikes. As the Grizzlies looking for another zero. The bullpen's been fantastic. 3 1/3 of scoreless baseball. They have allowed just one walk. They have 5 punch-outs. Here's the pitch. And it is called strike 3, and Hoffman strikes out the side as we head to the 9th. And the Grizzlies looking for a walk-off right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the 9th inning, 6-2, Rancho Cucamonga leads Fresno. The Grizzlies, they need a big 9th inning, and Felix Tena will start things off as here comes the pitch from the lefty in Cabrera inside the count at 1-0. Felix Tena, he's been the big guy in the Grizzlies lineup tonight, 2-for-2, an RBI double, an RBI single, and a walk as that pitch is outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Felix Tena, he has reached base in 19 straight games. Here comes the pitch, and Tena takes a strike. Count it 2-1. So it'll be 5-6-7 in this Grizzlies lineup as Jason Hinchman on deck. Here comes the 2-1, and Tena outside. 3 balls and a strike against Cabrera, the left-hander. He is the third pitcher tonight for the Quakes. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 4. Tena has reached base all 4 times tonight. A pair of walks. That ties a career high. So now the leadoff man is on for Fresno as here comes Jason Hinchman. 0-for-3 tonight for Hinchman with 3 strikeouts. He was caught looking twice and struck out swinging his last time as he takes on the lefty in Cabrera. Here's the pitch from the lefty outside, the count at 1-0. Felix Cabrera getting some encouragement from his Quakes teammates. As here comes the 1-0-2 henchman. And there is a strike, count at 1-1. Cabrera's 22 years old from Constanza, Dominican Republic. With the Quakes this year, he has made 9 appearances, a 2-1 record, a 5.73 ERA. His henchman fouls that one off, count at 1-2. He's 0-1 in save chances for Cabrera. He's just trying to finish this contest off. As here comes the pitch, and it's high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cabrera comes set, runner at first. Here comes the pitch to Henchman, and it's outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies trying to put something together at the bottom of this lineup. Fadrio Cruz on deck. 3 balls, 2 strikes as time called at the plate, as Henchman will call time. As we said, Cruz is on deck. There's now action down in that Quakes bullpen. Here comes a 3-2 as Henchman stays alive. He fouls it off. Fresno looking to get some help from Visalia tonight. They lead 7-4 in the 8th inning, but Modesto have a couple runners on with 2 outs. Cabrera ready to go. 3-2. And it is outside, ball 4. Back-to-back walks, and Fresno in business here in the 9th inning. That's now 6 walks for the Quakes pitching staff, 2 here in the 9th. So now 1st and 2nd with no outs, and Fadrio Cruz, who's 0-3, will stride to the plate. As here comes one of the 2 pitching coaches for the Quakes in Ramon Troncoso. Chukchansey Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 9th. Runners at 1st and 2nd with no outs. Fresno trailing 6-2. Fadrio Cruz at the plate. A lefty-lefty matchup. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside. Almost hits Cruz. Count at 1-0. That fastball was at 94 miles per hour as Cruz hit the deck. 1 ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Cabrera. Long pause, and it is inside. 2 balls and no strikes. There is a right-hander getting loose down in the pen. It's Callum Wallace. Here comes the 2-0 to Fadrio Cruz. Outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Modesto, they trail 7-4. Fresno, they trail 6-2. Fresno, bottom of the 9th, trying to load the bases, all via the free pass. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike, count at 3-1. Right down the middle as Cruz took a pitch. Wouldn't make sense as the crowd trying to get energetic in this one. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off by Cruz. Count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. That was the inside part of the plate. The count now full. Runners at 1st and 2nd with no outs. Fresno, can the comeback clause appear here in the 9th? As that will hit Cruz, and he goes down. That looked like it hit him in the back of the neck. Hopefully he's okay. Either way, the bases are loaded with nobody down. So a hit by pitch will load the bases. And here comes manager John Shoemaker, a new pitcher for the Quakes. Nobody out, bases loaded. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to Chuck Chancey Park here in downtown Fresno, California. The Grizzlies trailing the Quakes 6-2 here in the bottom of the ninth, but the bases are loaded and nobody is down. Two walks and a hit by pitch, and a new pitcher for the Quakes, right-hander Callum Wallace, takes over for Felix Cabrera. And now we will have a pinch hitter as Caleb Hobson will step off the bench with the bases loaded for Ben McCabe. So Hobson off the bench. Here comes the first pitch from Wallace, and it's a called strike. Fastball in 96 from the right-hander, who's 6'3", 190 pounds from Brisbane, Australia. Here comes the 0-1 to Hobson. And it is a line drive and a base hit at center field. That will score one. The second runner is going to be held at third. That was a smart play. The ball was thrown and backed up by Wallace, who caught the ball near the Grizzlies logo. It's now 6-3, station to station, as Hobson, a pinch hit, RBI single. Cruz to second. Henchman a third. Tenna scores. It's now 6-3. So it's a hit and a run. The run allowed by Cabrera. The hit to Wallace's line. Bases loaded, no outs, now 6-3 for E.J. Andrews Jr. Here comes the pitch for Andrews Jr., and he will take a called strike. The count at 0-1. Bases loaded, no outs still for Fresno. E.J. Andrews Jr., 1-for-2, a double and a walk. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. It's outside, the count at 1-1. What a moment it could be for the former Fresno State Bulldog. Andrews Jr., a home run in the eighth last night, his third of the year. As here comes the 1-1 to him. And he will line one to right field. It is going to go foul. Andrews Jr. initially had the distance, but it's a foul ball on the count of 1-2. That ball in the corner in right field, Andrews Jr., a good swing on the fastball from Wallace. Bases loaded, no outs. G.J. Hill is on deck. Fresno, can they look for a comeback clause win and a walk-off tonight? Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and it's going to be 6-4-3, a double play. It will net a run. It's now 6-4, though, but a big two outs for the Quakes. So it goes 6-4-3 on the double play. It will score Henchman. Cruz to third. Hobson is out on the double play. So the run to Cabrera, now 6-4, but two outs. Runner at third for G.J. Hill. Here's the pitch, and Hill swing and a miss. Counted 0-1. So big double play. Thompson to Perez to McLean. 6-4 here in the bottom of the ninth. Runner at third with two outs. Here's the pitch to Hill, and it's high. Counted 1-1. Callum Wallace trying to finish this game off for the Quakes. A big double play, no RBI for Andrews Jr. So runner at third with Nick Guile due up. Here comes the pitch to Hill, and it's going to go to the backstop. This will score a run. It's now 6-5. So Cruz scores on the wild pitch. Fresno scored three runs here in the ninth inning. That run will also go towards Cabrera. That will finish his line off. So now two outs, no one on, as Hill looking to get on base. Hill has a single hit by pitch, 1-3 on the night. Count it 2-1. Here comes the pitch, and Hill, a ground ball to first. This should do it as the game is over. As the Quakes hold on, they win 6-5 as the Grizzlies, almost a comeback clause win. They score three runs in the ninth, and they fall short, ending their five-game win streak. We will head to the postgame when we come back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope. and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Join the Grizzlies for tons of fun Father's Day weekend. Catch Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Fresno Tigers Night with a replica jersey giveaway presented by Toyota and more. See you at Chuck Chancey Park, June 11th through the 16th. Tickets are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game. As your Fresno Grizzlies, the comeback clause almost came out tonight as they fall to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 6-5. The five-game winning streak is over. Rancho Cucamonga improves to 27-31. The Fresno Grizzlies now 35-24. Rancho Cucamonga, 6 runs on 7 hits, no errors. They left 3 on base. The Fresno Grizzlies, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. The winning pitcher is Patrick Copen. He's now 4-2. The loss to Austin Eminer, he's now 0-4. And the save to Callum Wallace, his second. Time of the game, 2 hours and 23 minutes, in front of a paid crowd of 2,110. Let's go through the scoring plays where the Quakes took a 2-0 lead in the top of the second. Juan Alonso, his second homer of the season, a 2-run shot. That was out to center field. In the bottom of the second inning, the Grizzlies had an RBI single from Felix Tena. He had a big game. We'll talk about his game a little bit later. It was 2-1 at that point. Top of the third inning, Carlos Rojas, one of his 2 RBI hits. It was an RBI double here in the third. That scored Sean McLean, making it 3-1 Quakes. Rojas was at it again in the fifth. A 2-run shot, or a 3-run shot, his first of the season, made it 6-1 Quakes, and that was the dagger in Fresno's side. Bottom of the sixth, the Grizzlies tried making a comeback. An RBI double from Felix Tena, his second RBI hit of the game, made it 6-2. And then Fresno loaded the bases with no outs in the ninth. A pinch hit RBI single from Caleb Hobson made it 6-3. A double play from E.J. Andrews Jr. made it 6-4. And a wild pitch allowed Cruz to score, making it 6-5. But Fresno, they just could not do enough, as they fall by a final score of 6-5, a close loss for your Grizzlies, as they will try to find a way to get back on track tomorrow. Let's go through the offensive side of things, and it was a pair of home runs that led the Quakes tonight. It was Alonso and Rojas who combined for their second and first homers of the year. Rojas, he finished with 2 hits and 4 RBI on the night. On the other side of things, the Grizzlies, they had 3 doubles, which included G.J. Hill, E.J. Andrews Jr., and Felix Tena. Tena, he reached base all 4 times, was not retired. 2 hits, both RBI early on in the contest. He also had 2 walks and a run scored. Caleb Hobson, an RBI single on the pinch hit single. Wimmer had 2 walks and 2 runs as well, as the Grizzlies, they try to find a way to come back in the ninth inning and fall just short. On the pitching side of things, Rancho Cucamonga starter Patrick Copen, now 4-2, 5 innings of 1-run ball, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 6 punchouts. Right-hander Jesus Luna, 2 innings of work. He struck out 4 batters. He had a rough start to his outing and finished very strong. Felix Cabrera had a clean 8th inning, and then the 9th inning ran into some trouble. He allowed 3 runs on a pair of walks and a hit by pitch. And then Callum Wallace finishing the game off, a big double play and a broken back ground out to first, as the Quakes used Wallace to finish up the contest. For Fresno, Austin Eminer now 0-4, 4 2/3 innings of work, 7 hits, 6 runs all earned, one walk, four Ks. He was hurt by two long balls tonight. But the Grizzlies' bullpen was outstanding. The Grizzlies' bullpen, 4 1/3 of no hit and no run baseball. They had one walk, struck out six. Tyler Hoffman punched out the side in the ninth inning, gave the Grizzlies a chance to win tonight. So the Grizzlies, they fall by a final score of 6-5. They look to get back on track tomorrow as they will give the ball to right-hander in Jack Mahoney, a 3-4 record, a 4.07 ERA. Rancho Cucamonga, they will give the ball to right-hander Christian Zazueta, no record, a 6.75 ERA. First pitch tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. as the Grizzlies will turn into the Fresno Tacos for Fresno Tacos Night presented by Premier Valley Bank. We'll also have Friday Night Fireworks presented by Toyota. So the Grizzlies will turn into the Tacos tomorrow, and they will look to get back on track as they now trail by 3 games in the California League North Division with 6 games left here in the first half. Modesto, they just lost 8-4 tonight, so they have officially lost tonight's game as the Rawhide have won the first 3 games of that series. And just like that, the Grizzlies back down by 2.5 with 6 games remaining. We want you to come watch your Fresno Grizzlies. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Friday Night Baseball with fireworks tomorrow. The Fresno Tacos will be celebrated here at Chuck Chansey Park. A big thank you to Verge for putting on tonight's broadcast, and a big thank you to 1430 ESPN Radio for putting us on the airwaves as well. A big thank you to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV, and everyone who tuned in as well tonight. A big thank you to our partners as well in Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Lou Pervone's Apartment Homes at the Dominion, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, and, of course, the Cure Bag Policy now in effect here at Chuck Chansey Park. Again, a big thank you to all of our partners, a big thank you to Verge, and a big thank you to 1430 ESPN Radio for putting on tonight's broadcast. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Thursday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.